Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
In 1 second, you're enjoying your first day off in forever. Then, mid-lunch, your phone buzzes. A window's been broken at home, and you're miles away. In 1 second, everything can change. That's why ADT offers security systems with 24/7 monitoring with tech that helps first responders prioritize your emergency. And with the ADT Plus app, you can stay informed and in control of your home from virtually wherever you are. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Retired criminal defense attorney Lori Hellis joining us right now. We're going to be talking about the case against Brian Koberger. I know you've been following this from the very beginning as well. Koberger's arraignment earlier today. Where do we go from here?
Well, you know, Idaho's interesting. I moved to Idaho to write the book about Vallo. So certainly the Koberger case is on my radar. Idaho is interesting because most states prefer grand jury, the grand jury format. Idaho, on the other hand, has a preference for preliminary hearings. And you might recall that in the initial charges for Chad Daybell, they actually held a preliminary hearing on the initial charges that were destruction of evidence and hiding of evidence. And so it wasn't until one of the reasons there was such a delay in the Vallo case was because COVID hit and the court shut down and they weren't able to convene a grand jury for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the prosecution decided to convene a grand jury in order to keep the witnesses and the testimony confidential because a preliminary hearing would have been public.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the same decision that was made in Koberger. Because Idaho favors preliminary hearings, I think just as a matter of course, they set a preliminary hearing. But I'm not sure that the prosecution ever really intended to go forward with a preliminary hearing. I think they always intended to convene a grand jury. It's a high-profile case. Some of the pleadings just asked to have the grand jury, the witness list from the grand jury sealed, mm-hmm. but because of some of the threats and some of the harassment that's happened for witnesses who appeared. So I think it's going to be it's going to be the same difficulty of a small town community managing an extremely high profile case.
Why now? Why was the grand jury convened just a month before where we were about to see the preliminary hearing?
You know, I think it may just have been the discovery process, the process of putting together all of this already really voluminous information, all of the GPS coordinates, the DNA information, all of the phone. I mean, these kind of cases these days, because of technology, it means that the data that gets produced is enormous. I mean, the Vallo case, that we're talking about terabytes of information. So I think it may simply have been they got to the point where they had their case sufficiently corralled that they felt comfortable making a presentation to the grand jury.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of information that will be coming out, a lot of people are jumping at this going, great, this is just in a few days. But this doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be hearing a whole heck of a lot of new information. If anything, we'll probably be hearing less as we lead up to what if there's going to be a trial, depending on what he pleads here next week. Is that correct?
Well, that's absolutely right. An arraignment is a very perfunctory and brief process. So he'll go in front of the judge. They'll ask him if he has seen a copy of the indictment, if he understands it. In some states, the judge or the clerk actually reads the indictment to the defendant and asks the defendant if they understand the charges. This is the only purpose of arraignment, is to assure that the defendant has received and understands what they're charged with. Once that is done, they're going to ask him to decide on how he's going to plead. He'll enter a plea of not guilty at this point, and they will set a preliminary hearing or a scheduling hearing out a week or two, and they'll get all the lawyers together, and they will determine whether he's going to waive his speedy trial rights, and then decide whether or not when they'll set a trial date. So we are not going to get any information other than a new date to set a date.
What's been your opinion on the gag order in this case? Obviously, the media wants it lifted. That's a given. But you also see the Gonzalez family wanting it lifted for the family members of the victims as well. Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, I think there's a bit of a misconception, and I don't really know quite where it's come from, although it seems to me that it's coming from the Gonzalez family, because there was a conference about the gag order, and the judge made very clear that the gag order did not apply to the families of the victims. It only applied to the attorneys. So I don't really know at this point what the Gonzalez family's beef is. I certainly understand what the media's beef is. And it's such a tender balancing act. And I think it's easy to get it wrong. And I think that judges err on the side of, I'd rather be too strict than not strict enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we all found it frustrating that there actually was a gag order in the Vallow case. Believe it or not, it was sealed.
Really?
So there was a gag order. We just didn't know about it. At least in the Koberger case, things are being done a little bit more in the open in terms of court filings, because the court in the Vallow case sealed probably half of the documents and the proceedings that were happening in that case.
Mm-hmm.
But the Koberger case, at least we're seeing it play out in it transparently. So I understand that there is this very fine balance. I think in the Vallow case, we were all pretty frustrated with the fact that the Freedom of Information Act in Idaho has an exception that does not allow release of documents pre-trial while a case is still under investigation. Arizona doesn't have that exception. So when the media filed their FOIA requests in Arizona, they got this massive dump of information from both Gilbert and Chandler police departments. And it included most of what was in the Idaho investigation as well. So a lot of people were pretty frustrated with the fact that all of this information was locked down until the Vallow case, until the trial.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to trial, we all sat there and thought, well, none of this information is new. none of the information that the prosecution declined to release was new because we'd seen it all from Arizona. Sure. Now, of course, we're not going to have that in the Koberger case because it all happened in Idaho. And I understand the frustration of the media not being able to get access to the courtroom and not being able to get access to the files and documents. On the other hand, I also was a prosecutor, and I understand the frustration of trying to put a case together and be able to pick an unbiased jury in the face of this incredible amount of publicity. I mean, international publicity. You know, how many of your listeners are in other English speaking
exactly.
countries and the Netherlands and New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. And, you know. No, it's shocking. I mean, it's like, I'll look at charts sometimes and be like, oh, we're number one in Saudi Arabia today.
Yeah, right.
It's like, okay, I guess they like to know about Koberger. But yeah, it is interesting to see, you know, just worldwide the attention that exists to some of these cases. As a former defense attorney, I'm sure you look at it from that lens on that case as well. It looks pretty damning, you know, from what we've seen thus far. Is it as damning as everyone thinks, the case against Koberger?
You know, I think this is a very different defense team, and I think that you are going to see them mount a much more full-throated and assertive defense than you saw in the Vallow case. Mm-hmm. I think that this team has already shown that they are on top of it. I mean, within hours of being appointed, they had their own team on the scene. And I think from the beginning, they have been much more assertive in the way that they have started to prepare the case. So I think you're going to see a very different defense. I think you're going to see many more questions about the scientific evidence, about the information that's produced by the FBI. I mean, there are questions about the technology the FBI applies in the way that they read these cast and make and read these cast reports. There's a lot of question about whether or not they're literally applying a different equation, a different scientific formula and algorithm to the same data we've always had from cell phones. And they claim that they can locate a cell phone in some instances within a 5-foot radius. That's what got the Vallow case, was the fact that they could locate Alex Cox literally within 5 feet of JJ's burial site.
Sure.
But there have been a lot of challenges to that cast information and the way that that data is analyzed. And that didn't come up at all in the Vallow case.
What have some of those challenges been?
Pardon me?
What have some of those challenges been to that way of going through the data?
Well, I think that there was at least a challenge to be made to the scientific process. Anytime we are admitting scientific evidence, whether it's DNA or whether it's the breathalyzer in a DUI case or whether it's cast data, you really have to be sure that the reliability of the results is dependent on the process and the scientific data. And if it's based on junk science, then you're going to get junk results. So there certainly was an opportunity for them to say, you know, other courts have called this process of the way that we read the data into question. Sufficient that it at least should have been raised at trial. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. I think you're going to see that in the Koberger case. I think you're going to see them go back and take a hard look at all of the science associated with these findings, from the DNA on the knife sheath to the GPS and phone data, I think you're going to see a much different approach defense-wise.
With what we know thus far, what would the advantage be of waiving the right, just to have more time for preparation, discovery, and building up that defense? Or what are the pros and cons in your mind?
Well, the pros are the faster that you go to trial, the quicker you put the prosecution to the test, and the less time they have to build their case and to continue investigation. Because investigation and the prosecutors will continue to investigate this case until the day the jury is seated. So the less time they have, the better from the defense standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
From the defense standpoint, delay usually works in the favor of the defense. Memories fade, witnesses die. I mean, any number of things can happen. And it also gives them sufficient time to find solid experts who can review all of the data that has been, the discovery that's been provided to them, and to really comb through the discovery and be sure that they're that they've really overturned every stone in trying to find holes in the prosecution's case.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Lori Hallis, retired criminal defense attorney, thank you for joining us and giving us your insight this week on both the Daybell case and the new developments in the Koberger case. We do greatly appreciate you being on the show. If you like the podcast, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on these cases as we continue to dive into them. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
In 1 second, you're enjoying your first day off in forever. Then, mid-lunch, your phone buzzes. A window's been broken at home, and you're miles away. In 1 second, everything can change. That's why ADT offers security systems with 24/7 monitoring with tech that helps first responders prioritize your emergency. And with the ADT Plus app, you can stay informed and in control of your home from virtually wherever you are. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker, and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in this satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta on March 11th, only on Prime Video.
In 1 second, you're enjoying your first day off in forever. Then, mid-lunch, your phone buzzes. A window's been broken at home, and you're miles away. In 1 second, everything can change. That's why ADT offers security systems with 24/7 monitoring, with tech that helps first responders prioritize your emergency. And with the ADT Plus app, you can stay informed and in control of your home from virtually wherever you are. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more. In 1 second, you're enjoying your first day off in forever. Then, mid-lunch, your phone buzzes. A window's been broken at home, and you're miles away. In 1 second, everything can change. That's why ADT offers security systems with 24/7 monitoring, with tech that helps first responders prioritize your emergency. And with the ADT Plus app, you can stay informed and in control of your home from virtually wherever you are. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
In 1 second, you're enjoying your first day off in forever. Then, mid-lunch, your phone buzzes. A window's been broken at home, and you're miles away. In 1 second, everything can change. That's why ADT offers security systems with 24/7 monitoring, with tech that helps first responders prioritize your emergency. And with the ADT Plus app, you can stay informed and in control of your home from virtually wherever you are. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
In 1 second, you're enjoying your first day off in forever. Then, mid-lunch, your phone buzzes. A window's been broken at home, and you're miles away. In 1 second, everything can change. That's why ADT offers security systems with 24/7 monitoring, with tech that helps first responders prioritize your emergency. And with the ADT Plus app, you can stay informed and in control of your home from virtually wherever you are. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
In 1 second, you're enjoying your first day off in forever. Then, mid-lunch, your phone buzzes. A window's been broken at home, and you're miles away. In 1 second, everything can change. That's why ADT offers security systems with 24/7 monitoring, with tech that helps first responders prioritize your emergency. And with the ADT Plus app, you can stay informed and in control of your home from virtually wherever you are. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. Cold season has a way of showing up like an unexpected plot twist. Right in the middle of big moments, good stories, and days that are already full. That's why it helps to keep a little comfort close. Kleenex Lotion Tissues help protect, soothe, and moisturize your skin, giving you the support you need right when you need it. Whether you're commuting, binge listening to your favorite show, or managing a little family chaos, Kleenex Lotion Tissues are made with coconut oil and aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.